B'tochen for life, Shir 1760, Yom Chamishi B'Shabbes, Parshas Emor. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored anonymously. The Schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezra Hashem send the anonymous sponsor Hatzlocha and Brocha in everything that they need. We are discussing that the purpose of this world is Kvod Shamayim. And therefore, really, when a person does his shtadlus, he's minimizing Kvod Shamayim because he's creating a scenario, a mirage, as if the hishtadlus is what brings the Yeshua and not the Rabbeinu Shlalom, Chas V'Shalom. So really, hishtadlus should be a destructive force. Why is it not, explains the Mechtam Eliyahu? Because the Rabbeinu Shlalom wanted a world that you can make a mistake in. He wanted that there should be Bechira in this world. And if a person would get his parnasa without hishtadlus, there would be no Bechira. There would be no desire for a person to do excess hishtadlus or to maybe cheat in business. If everyone would get their parnasa without the hishtadlus, so the entire world of Bechira would collapse. So therefore, Kvod Shamayim comes specifically from the fact that there is a concept of hishtadlus. Now, a person like Moshe Rabbeinu or Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, says the Mechtam Eliyahu, who lived in a world that Teva and Nes was exactly the same, to them there was no difference. So they were Zeicha to Nisim. But this is the fourth level how to view hishtadlus. Meaning, when a person does hishtadlus, not only should he understand that the hishtadlus does nothing, but he should understand that really what should happen is the hishtadlus should be destroying what he wants to accomplish. He wants to make parnasa, going to work should destroy his parnasa. Why? Because it's taking away Kvod Shamayim. It's minimizing a demonstration that the Rabbeinu Shlom controls the world. And if the purpose of the world is Kvod Shamayim, so how could it be that a person's hishtadlus should benefit him in this world? The reason why it does, or the reason why it seems it does, says the Mechtam Eliyahu, is because the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted to create a situation of Bechira. This is the proper attitude that a person should have towards Hishtadlus, and we're going to give an example of where it's relevant, but let's first understand what the attitude is. When you go to work, you're doing it because the Rebbeinu Shlom wants you to do it. It won't impact your parnasa. Not only that, really, it should hurt your parnasa. The only reason why it doesn't is in order to create a mirage, to create a bechira, that people should be able to make a mistake. That's what hishtadlus is. And the more we ingrain in ourselves to understand it like that, the closer we are getting to proper emunah and bitachon.